I just have a feeling that I've reached a point where so many things have changed in my mind that I'm not as I'm not as drawn to explain a lot of things. I spend a lot of quiet time just going through stuff and just marveling at how much I've actually produced over the years, and then what is it for, and what should I do with it, stuff like that. But you know, I'm not really one to subscribe to the idea that meaning exists outside of my own mind. I think that, I just can't really go there. I don't know how to explain that in a way that might not offend people who really feel that way. But you know, this morning I just pictured my mother sitting here and turning to me and saying, you know, everybody thinks they have the answer, or everybody thinks they're right. And I think to myself, you know, if you can imagine that, then you can put yourself in anyone's place and imagine them feeling right about what they're saying, which is really just a matter of believing something which creates your own truth. But I just really think that, you know, I have all these things that I do, and I use them. You know, I think that you need to kind of give things a meaning, because they are a kind of a language. And in order to make them useful for anything, they have to, you have to be able to speak about them with some sense of meaning, you know. Otherwise, it's just basically nothing. I mean, things can be nice to look at, but at the same time, when you look at something and it's nice to look at, it's because you've created a meaning for it. And so it may not be the same meaning that the person who created it had in mind. And in my mind, that doesn't really matter unless you're trying to prove something or sell something or create an audience or whatever. Anyway, I'm at that point where things can be meaningful, or they can be just there. And not sure what the purpose of saying all this is. It's just that I think that I've moved into a situation where I'm just looking at things that way. And I'm just I'm just going through everything, looking at it, and thinking that way, just to see how that affects me and my motivation to go forward. I don't feel as if I have anything left to teach. I'm also thinking a lot about teaching lately and its relationship to preaching, and how much the meaning that you give what you do has to do with the intensity of that aspect of teaching, preaching, which is, in a way, telling your truth as if it should be everyone's truth, or something like that. Anyway, why am I here this morning? Just thinking about that, you know. I value what I do, I suppose. The question is why? What makes me do that? And how can I expect other people to value it? And does it matter in which way they value it? And anyway, I'm here having tea, and the first thing I saw on the porch this morning was this deflated globe beach ball. You know, the man here, he really likes globes, so we have all kinds. And the reason he likes them is because he likes the round true to life format of a map. Flat maps really give you a very odd image of the world. The sizes of things change, and it's just not realistic. And I went out, and you know, with the change of temperature, this thing moves around a little bit. It was just so appropriate for the times. It was almost like an omen. Anyway, I found this nice little ring scrap. It was dyed way long ago on some composted cotton. And I'm looking at it today, and I feel like it's more like paper. And I'm thinking maybe I can do some dyeing on paper. Or maybe not. Or maybe I just like how this came out, and maybe the idea could be transferred to paper. And then I came across an old drawing. I did an actor series when I was in college. It was about pretending to be somebody else. And I haven't found the rest of them, but I'm looking at this one.